This is Bob Carroll. Welcome to another episode of Unnatural Virtue. Today's topic is organic food and farming. Organic food is food produced by organic farming, which is a set of techniques based on anti-scientific beliefs, myths, and superstitions. I'll refer to the proponents of organic food who oppose conventional farming and food as the organics. First, a little history. The term organic as a descriptor for certain sustainable agricultural systems was used by Lord Northbourne in his 1940 book, Look to the Land. Northbourne used the term to describe farming systems that focused on the farm as a dynamic, living, balanced, organic whole, or an organism. The term organic was first widely used in the United States by J.I. Rodale, founder of Rodale Press, in the 1950s. Unfortunately, Rodale failed to convince scientists of the validity of his approach because of his reliance on what were perceived to be outrageous unscientific claims of organic farming's benefits. Sir Albert Howard, who lived from 1873 to 1947, was a founder and pioneer of the organic movement. He believed in what he called the law of return. He advocated recycling all organic waste materials, including sewage sludge, in farmland compost. The practice of adding human and animal feces to the soil is an ancient practice found in many cultures even today. The fact that these cultures developed their practices without benefit of modern knowledge of such things as bacteria or heavy metals is trumped for the organics by the romantic notion that farm life was idyllic in those times and places when life expectancy was half of what it is today and when the human population was a fraction of what it is now. Rudolf Steiner, the founder of a set of superstitious agricultural practices known as biodynamics, also advocated using manure as fertilizer. But it had to be prepared according to a magical formula based on his belief that cosmic forces entered animals through their horns. Like other organics, Steiner romanticized farming. Commenting on some peasants stirring up manure, he said, "I've always had the opinion that the peasant's alleged stupidity or foolishness is wisdom before God, that is to say, before the Spirit. I have always considered what the peasants and farmers thought about their things far wiser than what the scientists were thinking." Steiner gave lectures on farming, but apparently felt no need to do scientific research to test his ideas, since apparently he felt that all that was needed was to observe the peasants and their practices. Steiner thought in terms of a self-nourishing farm organism and opposed bringing in outside materials such as chemical fertilizers. All a farm needs is manure and compost and planting according to the movement of the moon and planets. Steiner opposed the use of synthetic fertilizers and pesticides, not on scientific grounds, but on spiritual grounds. He claimed there were spiritual shortcomings in the whole chemical approach to farming. The organics believe that pesticides and fertilizers are so harmful that they should be avoided unless they are natural. This belief is contradicted by the vast majority of scientific studies that have been done on these subjects. The most dangerous bacteria in America's food supply is E. coli, which is found in abundance in cattle manure, a favorite natural fertilizer of organic farming. The residues from pesticides on food, natural or synthetic, are not likely to cause harm to consumers because they occur in minute quantities. Almost all of the pesticides we ingest in food are naturally produced by plants to defend themselves against insects, fungi, and animal predators. Natural fertilizers and pesticides do not make organic foods safer. Organics also claim that organic food is more nutritious than conventionally produced food. Several studies have shown that this claim is also false. The only difference between conventionally produced food and organic food is in the way they're grown, handled, processed, labeled, marketed, and priced. You have to admire the way organics have marketed their product. The organic share of the food industry is still relatively puny, about 2.5%, but it's been growing at about 15% a year for the past 10 years. The organic food industry in the United States is valued at about $14 billion and is expected to increase to $23 billion over the next few years, which may explain why even Walmart is pushing organic food these days. The evidence for the superiority of organic food is mostly anecdotal and based more on irrational assumptions and wishful thinking than on hard scientific evidence. There's no significant difference between a natural molecule and one created in the laboratory. Being natural or organic does not make a substance safe, nor does being synthetic make a substance unsafe. Organic food does not offer special protection against cancer or any other disease. Organic food is not healthier than food produced by conventional farming, using synthetic pesticides and herbicides. There is scant scientific evidence that most people can tell the difference in taste between organic and conventional foods. The bottom line is, fresher is better. Organic produce that travels thousands of miles to market is generally inferior to the same produce from local farmers, organic or not. Organics oppose genetically engineered food. Despite the fact that nature has been genetically engineering all organisms on Earth, including plants and animals, from the beginning of life on our planet. Is there good evidence that genetic engineering of food should be avoided? No. All GM crops are rigorously tested for toxins and allergens before being licensed for use. Organics have aroused a lot of fear about GM crops, often of the very vague variety. It's possible that some damage might be done at some time to somebody. Some of the fears raised are very specific, however, but it would take too long to deal with them here. Check my Skeptics Dictionary entry for organic food and farming for a lengthy discussion of the propaganda put out by the organics. Well, that's it for this episode of Unnatural Virtue. To find out more about the topics mentioned here, see the show notes. In the meantime, please, commit some unnatural acts in public. And don't forget, skepticism, though unnatural, is a virtue.